A youth activist, Joseph Dabua Lekangme, is calling on authorities of the University for Development Studies to consider renaming the university after J.J. Rawlings. He also wants the UDS to be mindful of the fact that it was a higher prospect for which J.J. Rawlings used his award to establish the university. Hence, the UDS should make its presence more relevant to the poor in northern Ghana. Mr. Dabua Lekangme told Radio Ghana that the time has come to honor people who have made valuable contributions to the nation whilst they are alive.
We first of all would like to congratulate former President Rawlings, having been conferred with a doctorate degree, an honorary doctorate degree by the UDS. You and I know that the UDS was established in May 1992 for the total development of northern Ghana, in particular, and the country as a whole. So strategically, these campuses are scattered in all the three regions. We have the Wa campus, Navrongo, and the Nyankwala campuses, where poverty is still today, as we talk, escalating. The 2012 Comprehensive Food Security Vulnerability Analysis by the World Food Program in all the three northern regions indicates that there is still a large number of people living in extreme poverty. In this vein, the SPM is calling on the UDS to use the award of the honorary doctorate degree as a reminder and a reinforcement of their purpose of existence, that is, addressing problems of society, particularly in rural areas. And you know, it was the Rawlings' Hunger Award that was used as a startup capital for the establishment of the UDS, and therefore should be pro-poor focused. So hunger should not be the case, especially in areas where the campuses are. Its value must reflect in the people within the community in northern Ghana, suffering from extreme poverty and hunger. We'll also call on the UDS and all stakeholders to consider renaming the UDS to the Rawlings University for Development Studies. Our point is clear. President Rawlings is a notable historic figure and has ruled this country for 18 years. Of course, he gave birth to the UDS idea and has demonstrated his commitment in bridging the developmental gap between the North and the South. I also think, as a country, we should learn to honor our leaders while they are alive. If you can name someone after a government institution when he's dead, then why not when the person is alive? My brother, this is our point.
What is in a name?
In the...
The UDS is already having a name. Yes. It is a fact that J.J. Rawlings established the university.
Exactly.
The university is, you know, working as expected.
Yes.
What will the name do to the mandate of the university?
You know, this is the situation whereby we have governments upon governments who come in with a lot of policies with regards to bridging the developmental gap between the North and the South. And most of them are always a mirage. But the UDS is a solid example of Rawlings' commitment to bridging the gap between the North and the South. And I'm saying that yet we have, if you look at the 2012 Comprehensive Food Security Vulnerability Analysis by the World Food Program, all the three northern regions, it means that there is still a large number of people living in extreme poverty in the three northern regions. And as an institution, we are saying that its value reflects in the communities in which they exist. That is our point. And of course, President Rawlings, as we all know, is a notable historic figure and has ruled this country for 18 years.
Okay.
Youth activist Joseph Dabua Lekangme in that interview with George Asikri.